저 겪구름.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and counselors. We are going to start the council meeting. And before we proceed, we will have a moment of silence. Thank you. And our interpreters for tonight are Andrew Diella, and thank you, and Lisa Ipili. And this evening, on October 14, in the City Council chambers, and this is meeting number 14. Now we don't have any swearing in to do. And our agenda has to be approved by motion. Anybody want to make the motion? Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and seconded by Councillor Aglukak. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Thank you. Minutes of previous meeting, City Council meeting number 13, dated September 23, 2025. We need a motion to approve it, or approve them. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and seconded by Councillor Aglukak. Any questions or comments? Councillor Kunuk. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had a discussion about alcohol at the last meeting, and it seemed like the city would be writing a letter to the government, or if we can set up a meeting with the government, with the people responsible for alcohol in the government. I would like an update on that, please. Thank you, Councillor Kunuk. Now, when there was something happening in our community, I had to leave to Rankin Inlet, but we haven't wrote the letter yet, but we will start it soon. Anybody else? Councillor, Administrator Steve.
Thank you, Councillor, for your question. The public service announcement did go out on Friday past. With the government now in caretaker mode, we're waiting to see who the new ministers and premier will be. Those letters are ready in draft form. We're just waiting for the election to take place. Council also instructed administration to reach out to the deputy ministers, and we're in the process of doing that currently. So, again, the PSA has gone out. We're waiting for the election results, and organizing the meeting with the deputy ministers is taking place. Thank you.
Does that answer your question? Any more comments on the minutes? There was a motion moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and seconded by Councillor Luca. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Minutes of Finance Committee of the whole meeting. Their first meeting was on September 25, 2025. We need a motion to approve. Moved by Councillor Shepherd and seconded by Councillor Aglukak. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Does any councillor want to declare a conflict of interest for tonight?
Employment related. relationship of the proponent.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Natak. Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to point out there's going to be only four left on the quorum once one of the members has to leave. That's it.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, we will proceed. Anybody else want to declare a conflict of interest to anything that we're dealing with? Okay, there are no more. We have some delegations. Our Iqaluit RCMP detachment monthly report. Sergeant Zivka Ivanova. You can come to the delegate chair and report to our council. Thank you for coming to do the report. The floor is yours.
Good to talk. Okay, thank you. Good evening, Sergeant Zivka Ivanova with the Iqaluit RCMP. I'm here on behalf of Staff Sergeant Vladko Nikolovsky, who was recently promoted to the Detachment Commander of Iqaluit RCMP. He's unfortunately away, so I'm here on his behalf. For the, I'm here to present the mayor's report for August. We had a total of 1,061 calls for service, more half of which involved alcohol, and I know that it's a hot topic, and there's been a lot of discussions with Staff Sergeant Nikolovsky about the beer and wine store and alcohol in the community. We've had 172 detainees or in our people in our custody. There were 32 new charge files that have been brought forward to Crown Council for to the prosecution. In terms of the month of August, one of the big highlights was the police and fire softball event, which was well attended and was hosted by the Iqaluit RCMP detachment. A barbecue after was hosted by the Iqaluit RCMP detachment alongside the bakery sale organized by the fire department. With the hot summer months, members of the RCMP made every effort to be out in the community and engage with the youth and hand out stickers and be visible and attend all those hot spots where there's a lot of alcohol consumptions. On Friday and Saturday nights, they also showed a strong presence at the local alcohol establishments where alcohol is served, trying to deter impaired driving and keep the road safe for everyone. There were increased ATV patrols at around Sylvia Grinnell Park, along the beach, all the way out in Apex and the Newport. There were a few issues reported at the airport. We do work close with the airport staff at the airport, and we do attend meetings every month. So they were having some issues with repeat offenders, and we're requesting increased or more patrols at around the airport area, where members, you know, they increased their presence at the airport and conducted proactive patrols inside the terminal and around the airport perimeter. And we do continue to show and fly the flag at the airport just to make sure that, you know, we're visible and we're seen, and hoping to deter loitering around the outside where there's a lot of passengers, and to deter intoxication and loitering and make the public feel safe. During August, the General Investigative Section was requested to assist Cambridge Bay RCMP with a serious investigation that was involving a forcible confinement, robbery, trafficking of controlled substances, firearms offenses, and it resulted in a number of charges. The Corporal McIntyre from the General Investigative Section also continues to work on the Hockey Helps the Homeless NHA alumni game in Iqaluit, and he's holding meetings with local partners who are supporting the event, and I understand that they're presenting later this month here at Council. The RCMP also is in the final stages of obtaining approval for the official Iqaluit Detachment Facebook page that is designed. It's going to help us strengthen relations with the community. And once live, the page will be a valuable resource for sharing important updates, news, and community events in real time. And will give access to everyone in the community to view event details, some safety tips, and our local initiatives. Thank you. If you have any questions.
Thank you, Sergeant Ivanova. Are there any questions, Councillor Smith?
Thank you for being here tonight, Sergeant. So in your presentation, thank you for this, and thank you for the work that you do and continue to do in our community and across Nunavut. One of the things that I kind of find interesting in this particular report is that, you know, you say half of the calls involve alcohol. There have been increased ATV patrols going to hotspots for public drinking, yet we have a quarter of the Nunavut Liquor Act infringements that we had in the previous month and even less than months before. So it seems like there's a lot of extra effort, but not, I guess, what's coming out of that extra effort if there's only 11 of these particular. I know that other charges can be laid as well on top of those ones, but is it that maybe they're it's just less of a priority? I'm not sure, but it just seems like that number for Nunavut Liquor Act infringements is really low considering all the other effort that's sounds like it's been going on. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Would you like to respond to that, Sergeant?
Are you looking at the statistics page at the Nunavut Liquor Act? Yes. I am not sure how to answer that. I believe it would depend on the Nunavut Liquor Act would be more for offenses that are related to selling and bootlegging rather than just being intoxicated in public. And depending on how those numbers were pulled. I apologize. I'm not sure how to answer that question. I just wasn't the one who prepared the report, and I'm not sure what Staff Sergeant Nikolovsky was looking at for that number.
Thank you. And Deputy Mayor Smith, did you get an answer? Thank you. Thank you, Sergeant. Councillor Natak. I'm recognizing Natak. Good evening. I'd like to comment, first of all, that those that sell hard liquor, and aside from the BMW, and we are hearing about this, that there's still sales of hard liquor. And because of that, we wanted to address that issue. So the BMW came together, and it's now open. So that was to alleviate that issue. However, as each month passes, for me and the things I hear out there, the situation socially seems to be getting worse. And that was the real reason why we wanted to alleviate the distribution of hard liquor so that we had an agreement to open the BMW. I do remember that. And now there's been comments in relation to the BMW. I know it's difficult to hear, and the BMW, the store itself, but to hear that, it is difficult, but perhaps there are times when things escalate compared to other months, and we do need to look further as to what the causes are with why things are happening now the way they are. I think we would need to investigate more. I think it's just kind of like just the top of things, of further more things that we could look at. Because what I've heard now is that the people who go and buy at BMW, but they seem to be following the trend of other people and following, because it wasn't generally their custom to do that. So they've grown accustomed to following their peers to just go and buy beer and wine, and they didn't used to do that. I know in our community there are problems right now as a result of this BMW. And there are houses that are known to be just problem houses because of alcohol. Prior to that, we didn't see that much in terms of the problem, but perhaps more at the beach. But I think, yeah, that seems to be the situation, and I just wanted to make that comment. And it's just in general comment, not so much directed to the sergeant, but I know we have to work together. And I don't know about my fellow peers here as council members, what they think about it. I know I will support any resolution that we come up with to resolve these problems. And we have to look at everyone, those that live in Iqaluit and those are transients. And so we have to think about these things. And I know it's just a comment, but I know it's sometimes good to say comments. And thank you for coming tonight and giving us a report. Thank you, Councillor Natak. And the report that was presented tonight and identifies the month, what's been happening. Thank you. And you mentioned, and Councillor Kunuk had talked about and asked about it, and we discussed it as a council. So therefore, I'm thinking right now, as leaders in the community, it's been given to us that we need to write a letter. So we will proceed with that. And the comments that were made, and we will work with the deputy minister. And yes, it's true, what your comments, well, what you said about your comments, that it's not something that's new to us. We are aware of the problems. And as a city, we will seek further support. Thank you, Sergeant. And we still are open to talking with her. Thank you. Councillor Agluka.
Thank you for coming in on behalf of Sergeant Nikolovsky. And thanks for the report. Just very quickly, I'm going to chime in on what everyone was saying. The last meeting I had explained that I wanted a more kind of detailed report on the patrols because it only shared like 2 hours for the whole month of July. And now I see like a day by day report here, which is great. It's great to see that they're going out there a lot more than just one or two days throughout a month. I had also mentioned that, you know, we're going into the colder months. We're now mid-October, and, you know, this issue around the beer and wine store, alcohol consumption around the community and, you know, bootlegging, whatever comes of this conversation, and the last conversation we had, it really did entail the need to continue having the discussion further beyond just 1 or 2 days. And I'm glad that Councillor Kunuk brought this up again tonight, Mayor, and a few of us here, because it's going to take more dedication to understanding how in-depth this issue is going to get when it comes to the working table together. And you guys play a huge role in being a part of that working table as RCMP within our community who provide that support to, you know, influencing decision makers. And so, like, what I had said last time was it's going to take a well-rounded approach for more entities to be a part of this conversation because it's going to take more than just the RCMP to help with understanding how we're going to provide insight at the discussion table on how we're going to try and mitigate these issues around the community. Again, like I mentioned, that beer and wine store is within a few hundred feet away from residential area, playgrounds, businesses, and restaurants. And like a lot of people utilize that road access to other places like the West 40. And we will need to understand that what we discuss is going to have to have a very well-rounded approach, especially around children and playgrounds and schools. And Iqaluit's core consists of so many different parts of our community and office buildings, schools, and storefronts. And I just find that we continue to have this conversation after tonight and moving forward and hoping that after the election that we continue down that path and working together. Mana.
Thank you, Councillor Agluka. And it's more a comment, but would you like to respond to any of the comments you heard? Thank you.
I don't have any comments. I haven't been part of those discussions, and I would like to leave that for Staff Sergeant Nikolovsky when he's back for the next meeting. I think that will be best. I'm not informed on what's been going on.
Thank you, Sergeant. Thank you for coming tonight. And thank you for the report. And we'll now move on. And we don't have too many other agenda items from delegations. We just have the one. And we'll now move to awards and recognitions.
But
there was none. Thank you. There's no statements. There's no deferred business. So now we'll go to bylaws. Just a moment. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Oh, I thought, can we do statements?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Awa. Just wanted to, I guess, remind all of us in here and anyone listening, there is a territorial election coming up. I don't think anyone is unaware of that, but advance polls are open this week until the 23rd. I believe they're at the Catholic Parish Hall, and they're open from noon to 7 every day until the 23rd. So make sure you get out and vote for your representation in our community. It's incredibly important. You know, you're the ones who choose the leaders here, so please make sure your voices are heard. So thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Councillor Agluka.
Thank you. As a community, I think we all are aware of some of the, you know, the challenges that a lot of our community members face when it comes to access to certain services or supports. And I'm speaking as an Inuk woman and a survivor and a city councillor. And I apologize if this is triggering to anyone in this room or anyone listening. It has a lot to do with the violence and those who are coming forward and stepping forward and naming their abusers. My heart is with the Inuit women who have found the courage to come forward and name their abusers. I know the pain, the fear, and the weight that comes with speaking your truth, and I know the strength it takes to do so. To every woman who has stepped forward, you are brave. You are reclaiming your voice, your power, and your healing. You are not alone. Your courage gives others the strength to begin their own healing journeys, and it reminds us all that silence should never protect those who cause harm. Violence against Inuit women has touched too many of us in too many ways. For generations, we have carried this pain quietly, believing we had to bear it alone, but we do not. We are stronger together when we listen, when we believe, and when we hold one another with care and compassion. I stand with every woman seeking healing and justice. I stand with those who are still finding the words and with those who may never be ready to speak. Healing is not a straight path. It takes time, love, and community. To my fellow Inuit women, you are seen, you are believed, and you are loved. I walk beside you in this journey of truth, healing, and strength. Matna.
Thank you, Councillor Agluka. Katimayi Natak. Councillor Natak. I don't really recall what I was going to say. I had forgotten. It was good, but I just lost my train of thought after that. Thank you. So, what you remember, please say something. Anyone else? I don't see any. Let's now move on. There's no deferred business. 7, bylaws. First reading of bylaws. None. Second reading of bylaws, none. So C, third reading of bylaws.
Number 70, third reading bylaw number 1022, land acquisition bylaw for lot 10, group 187. Need a motion. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councilor Shepherd. On the third reading bylaw, there's no question. All in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Third reading bylaw number 1023, land disposal bylaw, lot 4, block 246, plan 4967. Need a mover, seconder. Moved by Councilor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Schmidt. On the third reading of bylaw, there is no question. All in favor? Unanimous, thank you. On the third reading, bylaw number 1024, land disposal bylaw for lot 2, block 11, plan 1986. Need a mover or seconder. Moved by Councilor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. The third reading bylaw does not have a question. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. No old business, new business. 9A, Requisition for Decision Development Permit, GP 2515. I have Riku Kubajasi, City Planner. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. Good evening. I'll be presenting development permit DP 25-015, located across five lots along Igloolik Drive, Mivik Street, and Fred Coleman Street. The applicant is proposing a three-story commercial development with office use on all three levels. A mechanical penthouse will project from the roof, and the site will include 36 parking spaces, as well as a sheltered bicycle rack and four parking spaces for alternative modes of transport. The applicant is also requesting a variance to reduce the number of parking spaces from 56 to 36 parking spaces. This request was reviewed against the findings of a recent city-led parking utilization study, which looked at parking usage across 33 sample sites, four of which were designated as office space, with two of these sample sites located very close by to the proposed development. The office sample sites parking utilization averaged 0.82 spaces per 100 meters squared of commercial gross floor area, whereas the zoning bylaw currently requires 2 spaces per 100 meters squared. A notice of variance was also distributed in accordance with the general plan, and no comments were received from the public prior to this meeting this evening. Given these findings, in addition to the off-site pedestrian improvements and the alternative parking spaces provided on site, staff finds that the applicant's variance request to be supportable. Also, as part of this development, the existing lots will be consolidated into one single parcel. The accompanying survey sketch, SK25-001, also includes the proposed widening of Mivik Street and Igloolik Drive to meet municipal standards and to incorporate a pedestrian right-of-way along both streets. These improvements will enhance walkability, connectivity, and overall public safety in the area. Overall, staff finds that the proposed development to be consistent with the city's direction for the core area, and as such, staff recommend that council approve development permit 25-015 as per the plans in attachment 4 and with the special conditions in attachment 2 to permit a three-story commercial building on plan 835, lots 434, 435, 439, 440, and 441, to approve a request for variance to section 6.1b of zoning bylaw number 899 and to reduce parking requirements from 56 parking spaces to 36 parking spaces and to approve survey sketch SK25-001. Thank you. I welcome any questions. We also have in the gallery Joanie Pudluck and Vance Falk from the project team, should council have further specific questions for them as well. Thank you.
Any comments or questions? Councillor Nadal. I'm going to do something important. I can only stop with what? A stop sign? Oh, he needs he's talking about a disability sign. And there are disabled lots that are used by people that are not disabled. So he's asking for more enforcement. And anybody who's going to stop or park in a handicap area needs to get a permit, and people should be reminded that they need a permit in order to park in a handicap spot. That's all. Thank you, Councillor Nata. Kina, who wants to respond to that?
Thank you for your comment, Councillor. It has been noted, and I'll pass that on to the developer. I would also like to add that the building itself will be at grade, which supports more accessibility for those who might need it. There is a proposed elevator as well in order to access all floors up to the third floor. The proposed pedestrian improvements would also have letdowns in order to ensure that people can accommodate or people can traverse safely as well. But thank you for your comment.
Thank you. Does that answer your question, Councillor Nata? Councillor Smith moves to approve. I'm sorry, Deputy Mayor Smith moves to approve and seconded by Councillor Agluka. Any comments or questions on the motion? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you for returning, Councillor Shepherd. There is a request to make a discussion item for resolutions for Nunavut Association of Municipalities. Deputy Mayor Smith will do the report.
So this is something I asked to be put on the agenda, and I know I emailed my colleagues here a little while ago just so we could kind of start thinking about it. So Nunavut Association of Municipalities is kind of a lobbyist group that acts on behalf of the municipalities of Nunavut that can, you know, lobby different levels of government. But up until now, there hasn't really been an opportunity for input from councils across the territory, our own, but also, you know, but everywhere else as well. So I wanted to kind of have a discussion around what I guess that could look like for us. you know, and I thank you for you're the president of NAM, of course, as you know, but I think it would be, it's something that's important for us to talk about in this room to see what we, you know, as a council would like to see brought forward at NAM to be kind of pushed. So I have a few things that I've, you know, thought about and written down. I do think kind of my first one that I have here is that this can either be an internal policy or something that we, you know, ask NAM to pass as a resolution itself, is that any resolutions brought forward by the members of NAM should be accompanied by a council motion from their councils. As you know, it is the Nunavut Association of Municipalities, right? It represents all of us. So I think that would be something that I personally would really like to see, that, you know, when the mayor goes and makes recommendations and that he has the support of the council. And of course, I don't expect you to be going rogue by any means, Mayor Alwa. That's not what I'm saying. But I think that would be a really good, really good starting point. I think maybe I'll just go through all of the things I've written down first and then let you guys comment. I kind of muse about, right now it's one representative from each community. I do think that it might be a good idea to talk about advocating for an additional representative for whichever community is the president, because that president's job at NAM is to advocate for the entirety of Nunavut and their municipalities, which doesn't necessarily always benefit their own at the same time. So I do sometimes think that it would be a good idea to have whoever holds that presidency to have an additional representative from that community. The next kind of idea I had that could be brought forward, and once we discuss these, there can be motions made, whatever, but was asking the government of Nunavut for access to their corporate code for municipal travel, for when, you know, we have staff or other communities have staff that need to travel for business needs, something that the government of Nunavut could share with municipalities. And lastly, and this one I think is very important, especially considering the conversations that we've been having here tonight and in Nunavut right now, is we've already passed a motion here in our council to advocate for Clare's Law to come into effect in Nunavut. And with the new government forming, I think it's an excellent time that pressure could be put on the government of Nunavut to make that happen. I think, yeah, with the issues that we face, I think this is something that would benefit our community greatly, as well as, you know, all of Nunavut. I refer back to the RCMP report, you know, and for intimate partner violence, there were 7 charges just in August, you know, sexual assault, huge amounts in our territory. And I think this is another tool in the arsenal that can prevent this type of violence against women. So those are the ideas I had, so I'd be happy to hear anyone else's input.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would gladly support all of those via resolution of council to submit to NAM, but I would also add to have NAM, or ask NAM, to represent all the communities in the territory to reaffirm a request to secure the Yellowknife Airport. The flow of drugs into our territory is greatly aided by the lack of security in Yellowknife through all 3 regions of our territory. And I think NAM could play a critical role in applying pressure where it needs to be to call on the responsible parties to require that all air travel into Nunavut is secured, particularly at the Yellowknife Airport.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Deputy, anybody have any comments or would like to make addition to Deputy Mayor's comments? I'd like to ask Deputy Mayor Smith, the motions that you will want to present, Would it be at another council meeting or now through a motion today?
Can I make Mayor Awa? I don't think we'd need to wait until another meeting. As long as, you know, it's something that we've had an opportunity to discuss here, I'd be happy to make motions here tonight.
Thank you. Yes, we can.
I guess this is one, the first one I'd kind of like some input on. Is that something for like, and do we want it to be an internal policy that NAM resolutions must be accompanied for our community by a resolution, or is that something we'd like to ask NAM to include in their own bylaws that every, okay. All right then. So I guess I'll start with the first one. So I'd like to move to ask you, Mayor Awaz, President of NAM, to put forward a resolution that NAM's bylaws change to require a motion from council for each resolution put forward by the prospective member's representative.
Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any question, comment? Apakutiki or Kutiki? Kachimi Kunuk?
Councillor Kunuk.
Short.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question. So you want them to require to have a letter from the council, and each delegate will bring a letter from their council to NAM? Thank you, Councillor Kunuk. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Can I make Mayor Awa and can I make Councillor Kunuk for your question? Not, they don't need to require a letter, but as long as there was a council motion that was passed for the items they want to bring forward.
Does that make sense? Councillor Natak, thank you. The motion, if our mayor is sitting as a chairman, it would be good to have an approval or motion from council. And if there is something that has to come from Iqaluit, then the mayor can move aside from his chairmanship and have the vice chairman take his seat while Iqaluit is making a presentation. And that's what they do. That's what they do now. And it would be good if we could follow Deputy Mayor's suggestion. Yes, thank you. That's the way it is. Any more questions or comments on the resolution? All
those in favor?
Unanimous, carried. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Mayor Awa, the second one, and this kind of plays into Councillor Natak's former point, is for whoever is holding the president's seat, whichever community is holding that. I know it's often been Iqaluit, but it might not always be, to have an additional representative from that community, from their council. So I'd like to move for that as well.
Seconded by Councillor Agluka. All those in, or questions, comments? I see none. All those in favor? Unanimous, carried. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith.
The third one is I move to ask NAM to, I guess, ask the government of Nunavut to share their corporate codes with the municipalities for duty travel.
Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and was seconded. And anyone who is in favor now may raise their hand. And it's now unanimous.
For that motion. Say that again, motion, because my problem is that NAM is a body. Can we just ask them to do that instead of telling them it has to be like that? That's my problem.
Thank you, Councillor Kunuk, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Councillor Kunuk. I think I understand what you're saying. I mean, just because we're going to pass these here doesn't mean that they'll get passed at NAM either way, right? So it's still a request. And from there, who knows what happens, because it's still not NAM who makes the decision in the end, right? So... thanks.
Also, just to add a comment, the communities, the mayors arrived to the meeting, and when they have their meeting, like ourselves, as we are meeting now, and they also vote per resolutions, and they have a small executive committee or resolutions committee, and the resolutions committee would have to gather whatever resolutions anybody made, and then when NAM meets, the resolution committees then tells the whole group, and then that's how the process works. And you mentioned that there are 24 mayors who can vote, and they can either go in the favor or not in favor. So it's always the case. So I represent Iqaluit, and our deputy mayor has now given us a resolution from our council who we will pass on to NAM. And so we will move that to the resolution committee. Is that clear? And questions, comments? Councillor Natak. I understand the process. And if it's thrown out, and if, like, the leadership changes as the president is from Iqaluit, so the situation will change. And of course, the mayors, it's always that they're who they vote in. And but it would be something, I guess, that we should have. Yes, and I think we could support the resolutions or motions we made tonight to move forward to NAM. I know as mayors, there are many, many mayors from all over, and sometimes the executive changes, sometimes it remains a bit stable and never changes, but is that what you're thinking? Okay, that's the case. Any questions or comments? I see none. All those in favor? Unanimous? Thank you. Deputy Mayor Smith?
Can I make Mayor Awa? The fourth motion is to request that NAM push forward the enactment of Clare's law in Nunavut with the new sitting government. So, move.
And moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any seconders? Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? I see none, hear none. All those in favor? And unanimous, thank you. Deputy Mayor Smith.
And the last one, and thank you, Councillor Shepherd, for the suggestion. For NAND request that the Yellowknife Airport is secured to prevent the continued inflow of hard drugs into Nunavut and our community. So I move.
Sorry, moved by Smith, seconded by Agluka. Questions, comments? I see none. All those in favor? And it's now unanimous and carried. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. And move along to our agenda items, the committee reports. The Finance Committee of the Whole Meeting 01 report dated September 25, and Councillor Shepherd will now take the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At our recent Finance Committee of the Whole Meeting, we recommended approval of our 2026 capital plan. Includes some much needed investment in our community from expanding our water supply and likely seeing shovels in the ground to expand our water reservoir in 2026. Significant water and sewer upgrades across our community and paving for the road to Apex and the Plateau, the start of a multi-year project that should see the majority of our community hard surfaced, something that's been asked for a very, very long time. And I'm very happy that administration has come up with a plan to address the wishes of council. So committee recommends, and I move to approve the 2026 capital budget as presented.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd, and seconded by Councillor Agluka. Questions, comments? I see none. All those in favor? And unanimous and carried. Councillor Shepherd, I think we will have money in 2026. And correspondence, we have a correspondence from the Research Institute. We need to support license application. Councillor moves, Shepherd, and seconded by Smith. Questions, comments? I see none. All those in favor of the letter of support for that, thank you. Also, Nunavut Research Institute, scientific research license application, and it's from McMaster University. We need a mover and seconder. Councillor Shepherd and Deputy Mayor Smith. Both moves or second as well, and all those who have questions, none and unanimous, carried. Letter of support required for Nunavut Research Institute scientific research license application from Gerald Saban, School of Public Policy and Administration, Carleton University. We need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Agluka, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions, comments? None. All those in favor? And it's unanimous. Carried. Tonight, we will now have an in-camera session, and we will now will move our council to in-camera. Deputy Mayor Smith moves, seconded by Councillor Kunuk. Unanimous, and after 5 minute break, we'll proceed to a in-camera session.
We can get restart back to regular city council meeting. And the matter that was just discussed has no motion behind it. We will just proceed with our agenda. And the last item is adjournment, moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. All those in favor? Motion carried. Thank you for coming, and thank you to the interpreters, Andrew and Lisa. Thank you. Have a good evening. And our next meeting is on Thursday. Next council meeting will be on Thursday. Good night.